This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Security forces in Myanmar have responded to protesters by opening fire at a power plant Sunday. Meanwhile, the U.S. Embassy in Myanmar urged American citizens to shelter in place, citing reports of the military movements in Yangon. It also warned there was a possibility of a telecoms interruption overnight between 1 a.m. and 9 a.m. Armored vehicles rolled into major cities as the new army rulers faced a ninth day of anti-coup demonstrations that saw hundreds of thousands participating. Soldiers were deployed to power plants in the northern region, leading to a confrontation with demonstrators, some of whom said they believed the army intended to cut off electricity. The government and army could not be reached for comment. Monday holds the prospect of two flashpoints for the political standoff, a court appearance by ousted national leader Aung San Suu Kyi, and a possible announcement of a death of a young protester shot last week. The UK government says it has reached its goal of giving at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot to the most vulnerable people in the country. The development increases pressure on ministers to clarify when they will ease a lockdown imposed in early January. Some 15 million people, or 22% of the UK population, have received their first shot or were offered one. The figure includes most people in the government's top four priority groups, including everyone over 75, frontline healthcare workers and nursing home staff. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's acquittal on charges of inciting a deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol left Democrats and Republicans deeply divided on Sunday. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.